This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. The Israeli military carried out airstrikes early Thursday in Rafah, an area of the southern Gaza Strip that has been the focus of international concern for the safety of Palestinian civilians. The UN Relief and Works Agency for Palestinian Refugees said Wednesday a rise in airstrikes in Rafah has heightened fears that they will further hamper overstretched humanitarian operations in the area where nearly 1.5 million people are now living. The Hamas-run health ministry in Gaza said Thursday nearly 100 people had been killed by Israeli forces throughout the Gaza Strip during the past day, bringing the total in the war to 29,410. Meanwhile, a member of Israel's war cabinet, Benny Gantz, said new attempts are underway to reach a ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas. Associated Press correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
That could pause the war in Gaza. However, he warned Israel would launch a ground offensive into Rafah during Ramadan if the remaining Israeli hostages in Gaza are not released. Around 1.5 million Palestinians are packed into Rafah near the border with Egypt after being displaced from their homes by Israel. Ground offensive. About a quarter of some 130 hostages still being held are believed to be dead. They were taken during an October 7th attack by Hamas, which killed some 1,200 people. In Gaza, more than 29,000 Palestinians have been killed, according to health officials. I'm Karen Chamas.
A suspected missile attack by Yemen's Houthi rebels has set a ship ablaze in the Gulf of Aden. Meanwhile, Thursday, Israel intercepted what appeared to be another Houthi attack near the port city of Eilat. The British military's United Kingdom Maritime Trade Operations Center said the ship was attacked by two missiles and the vessel is now on fire. Sirens sounded early Thursday over Eilat, followed by video posted online of what appeared to be an interception in the sky overhead. Houthis did not immediately claim either attack. This is VOA News. The war in Ukraine will be 2 years old Saturday. A number of incidents point to a new, bolder, more aggressive Russian President Vladimir Putin. George Washington University Professor of European, Russian, and Eurasian Studies, Robert Ortung, told VOA's International Edition program, Russia under Putin is a far more volatile nation than during the Soviet Union, and then under the Soviet Union during the Cold War.
It's much, much worse now, because in the Soviet times, you had the Politburo, which was a much more institutionalized way of ruling the Soviet Union, and you didn't have the same kind of personal power concentrated in one man as you do now. And so now there's not really any limits on Putin. There's no institutional checks on what he can do. If he orders a killing or some other event, that's going to happen.
That was George Washington Professor Robert Ortung. The political awakening for many young Russians came courtesy of opposition leader Alexei Navalny, and they've been left reeling by his sudden death last week, apparently at the hands of Russian officials. Reuters correspondent Leila Shirokshani reports on one such young Russian, Anastasia Panchenko, who's now looking to Navalny's widow, Yulia, to take on the mantle of Russian opposition leader.
Panchenko has been laying flowers at a Navalny memorial in the Georgian capital, Tbilisi, since Navalny's death was announced last Friday. She's lived in Tbilisi since fleeing Russia 3 years ago. She was once a journalist for a pro-Kremlin news outlet who quit her job and began working for Navalny's campaign after protests erupted in 2017.
He turned my life on its head. He changed a lot within me, but the main thing he taught me was love and empathy for people.
Yulia Navalnaya has promised to continue her husband's work and is urging Russians to share her rage at Russian President Vladimir Putin. The Kremlin denies involvement in Navalny's death, which it says is under investigation. Navalnaya has not yet set out her plan for Russia's opposition, most of whom are in prison or abroad.
A large hospital in the southern U.S. state of Alabama has paused in vitro fertilization in light of a state court ruling that frozen embryos are the legal equivalent of children. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports.
The University of Alabama, Birmingham announced that its UAB Division of Reproductive Endocrinology and Infertility has paused the treatments as it evaluates Alabama's Supreme Court decision. The ruling involves wrongful death cases brought by couples who had frozen embryos destroyed in an accident at a fertility clinic. The ruling by the all-Republican Alabama Supreme Court prompted a wave of concern about the future of IVF treatments in the state. Patients called clinics to see if scheduled IVF treatments would continue as providers are consulting with attorneys. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.